name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. You're watching JNN English News. Thanks for tuning in. Friday, July the 4th, marks the birth anniversary of Imam Muhammad Baqir, the fifth Imam of the Prophet Muhammad's infallible household. JNN staff would like to extend congratulations to all its viewers on the joyful occasion. Iran's Foreign Minister Manoucher Moteki blamed the prevailing injustice and poverty as big obstacles to the sustainable development in the world. In the annual meeting of the UN Economic and Social Council, Moteki urged serious revision of international management in political and economic areas to help development in underdeveloped and developing countries. He blamed the ongoing food crisis and soaring oil prices on international mismanagement and profiteering measures of industrialized countries. Later, Moteki told reporters Western double standards in dealing with terrorism have hampered the world campaign for eradication of the ominous phenomenon, setting a $400 million fund to instigate social unrest in Iran, and London's exclusion of MKR terrorists from its blacklist. Moteki then made it clear that Tehran is keen on stabilizing oil prices. Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council Saeed Jalili says Iran and 5+1 group are capable to launch a new round of constructive cooperation concerning the common points of the two proposal packages. In a telephone contact with Japanese Foreign Minister Masahiko Komuro, Jalili said Iran's package is reflecting Tehran's good intentions to expand ties with the group. The Japanese top diplomat, for his part, said Iran's proposal has the potential to build international confidence and contribute to global peace and security. He also recognized Iran as a key regional player and said boosting ties with Iran tops Tokyo's foreign policy. The Iranian embassy in Lebanon says four Iranian diplomats kidnapped in the country 26 years ago are still alive and held in Israeli jails. In a statement, the Iranian mission has reiterated that under the Geneva Protocol, the relevant international organizations should follow up and find the whereabouts of the four diplomats, emphasizing that Iran will seriously follow the case until it secures the release of the kidnapped diplomats. Meanwhile, a number of Lebanese political and media figures, along with representatives from Palestinian groups, attended a gathering in Beirut on the same occasion. Ahmad Mutawassilian, Said Mohsen Mousavi, Taghir Assegar Mogadam, and Kazem Akhavan were kidnapped in northern Lebanon on July 4, 1982. More oil is projected for Iran. National Iranian Oil Company Exploration Director Mahmoud Mohaddis says early studies show Moghan oil field in northwestern province of Ardabil holds 2 to 4 billion barrels of oil. Mohaddis added 8 exploration wells have been digged in the field. He noted we cannot simply approve a bill and then resort to force to implement the bill. On U.S. missile shield plan, Medvedev said Moscow is keeping eyes on Eastern Europe after Washington piled pressure on the countries to implement its plan. It all came after the Polish defense minister said Warsaw and Washington have yet to reach an agreement to station a U.S. missile shield on Poland territory. And chairman of the Supreme Council for Islamic Revolution in Iraq, Abdulaziz Hakim, says the regional balance tipped in favor of a new Iraq following the collapse of former Iraqi dictator Saddam. The senior cleric told a gathering in the holy city of Najaf that Iraqis will never compromise on their sovereignty and national independence, adding focus on public welfare is a must in today's Iraq. Abdulaziz Hakim reiterated that all national-level decisions have to be endorsed by religious leadership as well as members of public who are represented by their MPs. He also called for huge public turnout for provincial council elections and efforts to serve the cause of reconstruction nationwide.